We're learning now today Daf Tesa Mid Aleph, and we're starting from the Gemara on Chesam Beis. The Mishnah said these words: Ein poichesim me'arba chadashim hamu barim b'shana. You can't have less than four mubaris months in a year. Loi nira yes al shmeinah. You can't have more than eight. Those are the words, and what it means is that there's two type of months. There's the months that are 29 days, and there's the months that are 30 days. Now, how many days are in a year? This is talking about in the year that goes with the Levana, with the moon. How many days are in a year? So, in a normal year, it's 354 days. Why? Because some days are 29, some months are 20, 6 months are 29, 6 months are 30. So, if you do 6 times 59, that's 354. Now, really, every lunar month is really a little more than 29 and a half days. So why would we want 29, 130? Because every month is 29 and a half days, but you can't have a half a day. So what they do is, half the days they make 30, half the days make 29. And it's, therefore you cover 29 and a half days. But the truth is, it's a little more than 29 and a half days every month. It's a little more than 29 and a half days. There's an extra 793 chalakim in every month, which is around 44 minutes, to make it more geschmack. So really, every year is it's an extra time, 12 times 44, a year is a little longer like that. But for right now, it won't be in the game. But it will be in the game, maybe Amud Beis. But that's the way it is. So really, it's 354 days in the lunar year. And the way you work it out is making it 29 and make some 30, make some 29.
How many chalakim are in an hour?
What?
How many chalakim are in an hour?
1080. So, Lamaisa, so let's see how to learn types to Mishnah. Mishnah says you can't have, that's clear, he says you can't have less than four Mubaris months, 4 months that are 30, and you can't have more than eight. What does more than eight mean? So, Dr. Gemara, my loy nira yes al shmaina. What does it mean you can't have more than eight? Omrav Huna, loy nira lechacham and le'aba yes al shmaina. You can't have more than 8 months that have 30 days in it. Now, let's just chesmin a second. If you have 8 months with 30 days and 4 with 29, how many days long is the year? 356 days, because you have two more months that are 30. So figure it out. 8 times 30 is 320, right? 8 times 30 is 320. 8 times 30 is 240, rather. And then 4 times 29 is 116, so it's 356. So that means if you have 2 months that are 30, you have altogether 356 days. 356 days if it's 2 more months. If it's 9, then it's 357. Yes, it's Dr. Gemara. So my loiner yosa al shmaina. Amar Rav Huna, loinira lechachamim le'aber yosa al shmaina. So just to repeat quickly, is that every year is 354 days long, and but how do you figure that out? How do you do the months? Because every month is really 29 and a half days. Now, if it's 29 and a half days, so you can't have half a day. What you do is 6 months make 30, 6 months 29, and if you do 6 times 59, equals 354. And that's how it works out, that all the months land up by Rosh Chodesh, when the moon is out there, because it works out within the half a day always, so it works out. So it says you're allowed to make 8 months 30, which will be 356. But you can't do 9, which is 357 days in a year. Pray to Gemara. Maishta Tisha Deloi, why 9, you can't have 9 Mu'uberes? The Imkain Kodim Asisira Tlasa Yoimi. So why can't you do 9? Why? Because it comes out, then Rosh Hashanah will come out 3 days ahead. Hashanah Kodim Asisira Yoimi. So let's figure this out. If every usual year is 354 days, 350 is an even 50 weeks. So that means if the year was started on a Sunday, so 350 days later will be also a Sunday. Rewrite for a Sunday, 350 days later. When it's 54 days means Rosh Hashanah is always 4 days later. So that means if last year Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, next year Rosh Hashanah on a 354 day year, next year Rosh Hashanah is on a Wednesday. As it comes out 4 days later. And according to the moon, it should be, the Rosh Hashanah should be on Wednesday. Here you made 3 more months with an extra day, You did 3 months Moberes, it's going to be 357. 357 means Rosh Hashanah will come on Shabbos. So it comes there, you'll see the new moon on Wednesday, and the Rosh Hashanah will be on Shabbos if you have 3 months that are Moberes. He says you can't do 9 months Moberes because Kodom Asi Sirit Tlash Yomvi, because the moon will be out before Rosh Hashanah 3 days. Frank the Gemara says, why is 8 any better? Hashtanami, Kodom Asi Tre Yomvi. The moon came out 2 days before. 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. Anyone any questions? What? Okay, so we'll do this again. Everyone else follow? So we'll do this again here. There's a year is 354, a lunar year is 354 days long. How's it 354? Because every month is 29 and a half days. We said there's extra halakim, we'll talk about that later. 29 and a half days. 29 and a half times 12 is 354. The problem is you can't have a month 29 and a half days. What do? They make some 30, some 29, or 354 days. 354 days is not not divisible by 7. 354 days, not divisible by 7. So if you have days of Rosh Hashanah lands up on Shabbos, 354 days later, next year, Rosh Hashanah is on Wednesday. Because 354 days, it's 4 days off the divisible by 7, so Wednesday. Now, if you make what? No help, that's just the facts. Not a problem, that's perfect. That's Rosh Chodesh will be on, you'll see the moon Wednesday morning, you see Rosh Hashanah, work out, everything perfect. If you make 2 or 3 months with an extra day, so you extended the year by extra days. Instead of being 354, it's 355, 356, 357. The year is longer.
You made
besides 6 months making 30, you made 9 months 30. So let's do this. 9 times 30 is 270, and 3 times 29 is 87, which equals altogether 357. Instead of being 354, you're 357. So come to Rosh Hashanah, land up on Shabbos. When is the moon coming out? On Wednesday. Because the moon didn't change. Because you made an extra day, the moon didn't change. So it comes out, the Mara says, you can't make 9 months Moberes, because what's going to happen is that they're going to come out Wednesday before Rosh Hashanah, middle of Slichus, and see how the moon's out. And 3 days later, it's Rosh Hashanah. Say, hey, these Chachamim make up whatever they want. They know they make up whatever Rosh Chodesh is. I see the moon for 3 days already. That's the problem. So Kodom Asir Tlas Yomvi, the moon will be out before Rosh Hashanah 3 days. That's a Kodom Asir. Break the Mara, and 8 is any better? You're allowed to do 8. Hashtanami, Kodom Asir Tre Yomvi, it'll come out it'll be 2 days later. It'll be on Friday. Oh, so Rosh Hashanah.
The mission said you can't do more than
more than eight. No, we're talking about the second half. The mission starts with ain't peichsim, can't have less than 4 mubarim. We'll talk about that soon. And not more than 8. Not more than 8. That's, and he learned, that means you can't have more, and the Rav Huna learned, you can't have more than 8, but you could have 8. But you could have 8 mubarim. So how do you have 8? And for the Gemara, you know how you can have 8? If last year was a Shana Mubaris and you made the month that was Mubaris last year, the extra month, you know, the extra Adar, you made it at 29. Kedom Rav Misharshia, which was a Shana Mubaris, last year was Shana Mubaris, and you made last year 29. Hakinam, you can hoist a Shana Shopna Mubaris, but Yibur Shana, he's saying, the Rav Misharshia said it somewhere else. Kedom Misharshia said it's Shana Mubaris. He also will tie Hakinam, you can hoist a Shana Shopna Mubaris, the year before was Mubaris. The Iber Shana Chodesh, and you made the extra month a 29-day month. Dal Yarcha Malya B'had Yarcha Seira. So it evens out. This year you had an extra 2 months that were 30, but last year you were minus one. So you put 130 connected at 29, and you cancel it out. And it lands up you only have one extra month this year. Dal Yarcha Malya B'had Yarcha Seira. And you only want an extra month this year, so just kafarla. Frank tomorrow, Vakati Chad Yoima. Lamaisa, Rosh Hashanah will be Thursday. It'll be 1 day off from the moon. Didn't she? 1 day ready. They're not so worried about that. 1 day ready. They see this. The moon's out. 1 day before Rosh Hashanah. They're not so. You know, it's fine. What? No, Rosh Hashanah is when the Chacham make Kiddush HaChodesh. We saw, you know, Mikroi HaKodesh, the Psukim. Yom Tov goes with us. We make Yom Tov. The Chazal makes Yom Tov. It makes no difference than really the moon, which we want it to work out. But
that's the reason why you added this extra month.
That extra month is to make it look stim, like that's what I'm saying. Make it stim with the moon, and really stim with the seasons. All the reasons. But Lamaisa, like the Gemara said, the Shami says, the Brot Anida, that, you know, there's the 3-year-old Vesulim, if a 3-year-old loses a Vesulim, before 3-year-old, it grows back. So let's say they start to make an Ibayah that year. Her Vesulim won't grow back. we'll grow back totally in what the Chazal makes. So the Chazal run the world. Like, whatever they say, it works. That's the way it works. So it's not a kashya you're asking. Whatever they say, that's what Yom Tov works. Everything, even the Metzius in the world works like that. That's a big chiddush. Of course, Yom Tov works like that. Okay.
In this case, with the 8 Abraham,
right? The eight thirty. Yeah.
It's only going to be one day off.
It's 2 days off.
Two days off, right? But because
last year was Mubarak. Last year was lost a day.
Also a day off.
Right. A day off that way. Yes. Day off. And back. Day off backwards. So now, yeah. But one day is not a problem. Last year was a day early.
Early.
And this is a day late.
2 days late.
Not 2 days altogether, because only one day. Atlanta will be one day. That's why 8 is fine. But 9 would be 2 days, that would be a problem. That's only to do 8. That's what Rav Huna is saying. So Rav Huna is saying that you can learn the Mishnah is that 8 days you could have Mubaris. And how is that? Well, last year was Ibra Yom. That's what Rav Huna says. And the Ibra Yom was minus a day. And the extra month, they did minus a day. Ula Amar, Ula teaches the Mishnah different. Ula holds you never can have 8 months that are Mubaris. So how does he teach the words Lanir Lechasi Yasash Maina? He means on the you'll see the second. Let's see how he reads it. It says the Ula Amar the Lanir Lecham Lechasi Yasash Maina or my time ko Amar. He's not saying Lanir Lecham to say Muberes months more than 8. I mean, you can't have Chasa months more than 8. My time ko Amar. My time ain't Poichsim Arba Chadashim Avar Mishana. Why can't you can't have less than 4 30s? Why? Because you can't be mechase more than 8 months. The limit is 8 29s. You can't have more than 8 29s. You can't have 9 29s. So it's one thing. We're saying the Mishnah one thing. You have to have at least 4 mu'beres because you can't have more than 8 chasers. So let's explain. My statistic is why can't I have 9 chasers? Because if you have 9 chasers, then it'll be 351. And I'll be 351. So my Shalai Dim Kane Meyasa Sir Tlasu Yemi comes at Rosh Hashanah before the moon comes out. The Shana will be on Sunday. The Shana will be 3 days before the moon comes out. And that will be like the Chavim will look funny then. So Hashanami, if it's 8, why is any better? Nami comes Yasu Trey Yemi. It's 2 days before the it comes out that the Rosh Hashanah is 2 days before the moon comes out. If it's 8 chasers, 8 is 2 extra chasers, so it comes at that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days before the moon. And for the Gemara, because I'm around Sharashia, going to Rosh Hashanah Mubaris. Last year, Rosh Hashanah Mubaris. And how can I go to Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Mubaris? And he also will say the year before is Mubaris. And that month was a Muber month, a full month, a 30-day month, last year. Dal Yarcha Seirv Hadi Yarchim Alya. And therefore, by 8, chasers, it'll be fine because it'll only be missing 1 day. It'll only be a 1 day off. The Rosh Hashanah will be on Tuesday and the moon will come out on Wednesday because last year was an extra day. Vakati echad yoyma. I had this extra 1 day.
Short 1 day.
Well, the short 1 day, yeah. Rosh Hashanah is 1 day before the moon. Savri, people say, here we're not going to lay the Tower of Savri, it's Chazu Yitzchazi. The Chazal, they looked very good with the telescopes. They saw the moon yesterday already. On Tuesday already, but now a lot of time we didn't chop it. Like Rashi says, Allah says, "But nanu loya daitin lemimse nafshim." We didn't wear moise nefesh on lechzaya to see it. But therefore, they don't say anything. They say, "Oh yeah, Chazal probably saw it yesterday. They have good eyes. They saw it yesterday."